All right, video game bang, hanging out here at, where are we, the Holiday Inn?
Holiday Inn, we're Sacramento, California.
Chilling at the Holiday Inn.
Let's not do that.
No?
No, let's not do that.
Well, irregardless, we are here at the Holiday Inn for NorCal Regionals. Looks like we have a drop-in.
What's up?
Coming over to hang out. This is Tasty Steve. What's up?
How you doing? Gents and gents, there's no ladies here.
No.
Sorry for getting mad comfortable. I got my arm around. What's your name, G?
Yeah, we haven't been formally introduced. I'm Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You used to be in the Backstreet Boys, right?
Yeah.
All right. No, damn, man. You look a little different, man.
Yeah.
That tan put you in the right direction or what?
I'd be on the right side.
Completely off topic. How are you guys doing? Tasty Steve in the building. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I just got the chance to meet you yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think you guys are doing a great job setting up shop and making a podcast happen from NCR. That's
Hell
pretty
yeah.
smart.
That's what we do. You do a podcast too.
I do. Yes. I'm part of the Ultra Chan TV crew. We do a podcast, and once we do that podcast, we show on Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Wait, it's not Eastern. What's West Coast time?
Pacific time.
I'm really bad at that. I don't know why. I'm not that dumb, I swear to God. But I'm just really bad at the Pacific timing thing. But yes, every Tuesday, that's not if ESL King of the Hill is not happening, which airs earlier during that day, because we got a new episode coming up this week that we're going to film, and then probably still do Ultra Chan right after. And that's not including E-League, which happens every Friday on TBS.
I know. I want to talk to you about E-League. Like, what's up with this production quality? Are we esports?
Dude, I don't know, but I'm going to tell you right now. Someone actually asked me what I needed, right? And I said, I really want some Twizzlers Pull and Peel. And they definitely bought me back Twizzlers Pull and Peel. I didn't even get to leave. They did not want that to happen.
That's another level right there.
Is that actually another level?
When you can get exactly what you want into specifics. Now, if you ask for, like, just let me get grape, you know, Skittles. And that's it. A bowl of grape.
That's too much?
Then
you're on a
whole
I'm going to tell you something about this Rip guy, right? Rip legitimately asked for Chips Ahoy, didn't even like Chips Ahoy, and he just asked for them just to see if they would get him. And I'm like, that's abusing the power, and that's where Rip is going too far. Me, personally, I'm going to give me some Jolly Ranchers and some Twizzlers Pull and Peel, and I'm an okay kind of guy. That's kind of where I operate. That's my wheelhouse.
So you're on that's the next level.
Yeah.
Where do you think it's going to go from there, though?
I don't know, man. I'm a super optimistic guy when it comes to the fighting game community.
Okay.
And I feel like it can only go up. I've been playing video games since I was 5. Started traveling when I was around 15 or 16. And once that happened, like, I've been traveling ever since then. And I never thought it was going to get to the point where I personally, me, Steve, was going to be on TV. Let alone to the fact where they wanted video games on TV. So, excuse me. I feel like the sky's the limit now. Like, I feel like now that this has happened, anything can happen. I just want people to continue to support, like, not only me, but just the community overall. Like, all these people that are getting involved, I really hope your intentions are pure, because there's a lot of love in the fighting game community. We've been powering ourselves for quite some time, and the fact that other people see that value in coming in, I feel like sky's the limit now. We're going to go a lot of places. Anybody who's involved can go a lot of places if they stay the course.
Now, you see, Street Fighter has already hit that mark of staple. Like, you can get anybody that has never even seen anything.
Right.
They'll watch for the first time. They know he beats him. Game over.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next game to take that role?
Personally, well, the thing is, I'm going to tell you a secret. Mm-hmm. Every game does that role. However, it's the game itself. If you have enough people supporting that game, enough people playing that game, you're going to get that kind of attitude that goes to it. So, personally, like, I play a lot of games. Two of my favorites, Tekken and Guilty Gear. Now, Guilty Gear Gear's had its time in the light quite a few times. However, I feel like it definitely can't go the esports route and get a lot of people drawn in. I honestly feel like Tekken is next up, though. Tekken, the new version of Tekken is legitimately for people who don't understand the game. They want you to look at it. They want you to understand that anybody can win at these games, even though it looks overly complicated. You guys would be surprised how many times I've actually spoken to people, and they're like, man, I can't believe you're just banging on that little, you know, thing right there, and all this crazy stuff is happening on screen. I'm just like, well, technology is crazy, one. Two, I've been doing this for a long time. And three is just the fact that, like, every fighting game has the ability to go into that next light. The thing is about it, what people don't understand, that Street Fighter is very much a generational game. And I apologize if I'm going on a rant
here. No, go ahead.
Hey, Romance. Gibby, Arlie. Oh, sorry. Anyways. No, I'm cool. I'm doing a podcast, man. They offered me chicken strips when I'm doing a podcast. It was actually dipped in mashed potatoes. That's kind of gross. That is outside of something I would do.
And
he offered it. Like, I was okay with that. Like, I'm some kind of savage. Wait, is this a PG podcast?
Yeah, you can say whatever you want.
Like, I'm a fucking savage or something, man. I have no problem repeating that. But, yeah, like, I feel like Tekken is next up to answer your question. Only because, like, Harada has taken a very specific route of adding slow-mo at the end of potential rounds to make it so you get hyped no matter what. Even me being a caster slash commentator, like, I legit have to stop breathing. I'm like, like, because I don't know what's going to happen. And, like, that adds an element to the game that even us as casters can't predict. Like, I can't predict when a slow-mo is going to happen. So that means it's even more hype. And I already am verging on high blood pressure from playing video games anyway. So, like, having something like that added to what's already there for Tekken, which I think is an extremely, like, I love that game. So, like, for it to have the opportunity to be next to, say, a Street Fighter. Like I said, Street Fighter is a generational game. Yeah. So it's like a lot of people don't understand that a lot of the adults, I'm 32, so we have adults that are looking at Street Fighter, like Street Fighter V, like, man, I've been playing this shit since I was like 12 and 15.
Yeah.
And now you have these kids playing it because now it's on a different light. Yeah. And now you're able to talk to those older players like myself and these new guys like Knuckle Dude. They're paving the way to set themselves up. This is like a manga. It's like Naruto all over again. You get like Justin Wong wins Evo, loses an arm doing like Evo 2029, and then he's still there telling people about the great Evo of 2021. Like, that's the kind of legacy we're building here for the FGC.
I think one thing Ely has too, like, we're talking about what's the next great game. I feel like most of that has to do with the personalities tied to that game.
Oh, yeah.
And how they're being promoted. Like, I think E-League is doing such a great job telling the story of the players and, like, making you care, have an investment in the person.
Oh, yeah.
And then so then when you're watching the match, like, the Olympics comes around, and, like, I think Andy Miller said it a few times. He's like, no one gives a shit about, like, curling. But
they
once
don't.
They go into the 30-minute preview on how this dude lost his dad to this or that and how he's only got
you're
three
crying
fingers.
And then you're cheering for him. Yeah. Like, God damn it, let's go, Bobby. You know?
Yeah, and then, like, they've been capitalizing off of, like, crazy pop-offs. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if they sat everyone down in a room.
No
and
way.
Like,
no. Well, put like this. I don't mean
WWE.
To interrupt you. No, well, the thing is about it, like, a lot of people complained about the pools and how the brackets were set up for E-League, but the thing is about it, like, that's not an open format tournament. That's like, we want to see the most hype things happen. So, of course, they're going to put them in that bracket where they can get that potential. Who brings the best out of you? You don't want to play against somebody who you're going to beat up and then walk away like, yeah, you suck. Okay. You want to say, well, hey, we want that rivalry. We want that character to kind of bleed out. As much as people talk about video games and it being this representation sport, I feel like you get so much character. You get so much character from watching somebody else play another player in Street Fighter or just any fighting game in general. But the icing to that is like actually hearing them talk. Like, you see people like Punk just walked in, right? Punk's a damn good player. Like, he's one of the best fucking players in the country.
Yeah.
But the minute he talks, it's completely different.
Oh, here he
comes. I'm saying you're one of the best players in the country. Calm down. That's why you number two on my Tasty Top 10.
Oh, what's this for?
Like,
hey, everyone. I don't know what this for.
No, it's a podcast. So they're like, I don't know if they might be saving this for later, but I was just saying that I was just like, look at Punk. He's one of the best players in the country. And the icing to that attitude, damn, now we got all the players coming over here. Vagabond just walked up. But now, like, you're a hella good player. People watch you and they're like, God damn, Punk is good. Cooking with a secondary, messing people up. But then once you talk to Punk, you get that air. You get to hear him talk, and that's the icing on the cake. That's what you get to hear coming from, you know what I'm saying? And
Thank
he talks shit all the time too, so it's crazy.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I mean, like I said, this is a podcast. You got an open table right now.
Oh, really?
So wait. This is recorded for the future, right?
Yeah.
Oh shit, you can talk to people in the future. Are you gonna win NCR?
I think I won't win.
That's what I'm talking. See, that's the shit I'm talking. Look, I don't get to play as much as I used to, but I'd be goddamn if I hear Punk talking. I'm like, that's a chip off the old block. If he was my son, I'd be like, God, you tell him, kiddo. Let's go get some fucking ice cream after this.
Oh, yeah, man. Ice cream sounds good.
See? Exactly. I'm telling you, man. Wait till I get this tasty team started.
Man. Ice cream definitely sounds good.
See? Exactly. Well, either way, man, but no, I do feel like Street Fighter is good. I feel like Tekken is next up because it has that personality in the game. But you got to look at the players to bring out that second part. We're all going to love the games regardless.
Did you enter Tekken?
Yes, they actually let me enter Tekken. That's what's crazy. They're like, yo, you want to enter? I'm like, yes. You know, with the question mark, they're like, cool, you in it. But I think I got to play Bronson old bitch ass first. And that dude fucks me up, man. It's not even fair. This is a future bitch calling. I'm going to beat him. And then he's still a bitch. That's exactly how it's going to work. You see the emphasis on that B? You bitch, bitch, bruh. I'm glad you guys aren't doing this bitch-ass PG shit. Anyways, I'm going to let you guys go. Punk, man, thanks for stopping by, OG. You know, I appreciate it. Oh, that's why I rocks with you.
Yeah.
Yo, guys, wait, what's the name of this podcast before?
Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang? That sounds kind of gross, man.
That does.
I'm down. No, either way, yo, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Make sure you guys tag me in this shit.
For a while. Yeah,
all right, y'all take care. Here's the mic back. I mean to lean on you. All
right, man.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. He definitely brings the hype to the whole situation. That's the type
that's
of energy that needs
on,
the buzz.
Yeah, that's
through
why
this.
He.
Yeah. I've never
is
seen
on
him on. Yeah, I've never seen him on the show. But yeah, I mean, I definitely tune in now with that type of attitude. Yeah, like I think more of that needs to be interjected into E-League across the board, though.
So we just got graced with the present. We lost control of the podcast completely.
Wait, we lost
there's two microphones, four people, and none of them were VGB.